In the Tosfos on Daf Tes on the Beis, Dibra Maskel Einar Meisim Atzmei Rosha, they quote a kasha. I have a whole bunch of tevutzim on the kasha. They quote a kasha that if a malva comes with a shtar that says the loiva borrowed $1,000, and the loiva says the shtar is mezuyif, so min haTorah that's not a consideration. We don't believe him when he says mezuyif, because we say made masim al shtar nasi kemisha nechkre dusim beznas considered agoda seidus. But the Rabbanan made a takana that we don't believe the malva unless he makes a kiyum hashtar. So he brings the witnesses and they say ksav yadein huzeh. But they say ksav yadein huzeh avol ktanim hayiru. Avol there was some mistake. So then we say hapesha asa hapesha hita. Without the edim, there wouldn't be any case in the first place, because the malva made the Rabbanan, the malva is not believed just to produce a shtar and say that the loiva owes him $1,000. He needs a kiyum hashtar. So the two edim are coming, the two edim who signed it. They come and they say, we remember signing it, but it was before our bar mitzvah, so the whole shtar is possible. So they're ne'amonim to say ketanim hayinu, or anusim hayinu, because hapesha as hapesha hitim. But what if they say, anusim hayinu machmes mamen? The Gemara says, it depends. Anusim hayinu machmes mamen, or anusim hayinu machmes nefashis. Nefashis means that he held the malva held the gun to our head and he said, if you don't sign on this on the shtar that the loiva owes me $1,000, I'm going to kill you. So look, because nefesh is derech hakala tarkula, it's not Yehorek bal yavar over here. So they signed the eidu sheker for pikuach nefesh. They're not saying that they did in aver. If they say we signed it because he threatened to kill us, but if they say on this mayin machmas mamin, means that he bribed us. That he paid us each $100 that we should sign a shtar that you owe him $1,000. So then they're saying that they did an avera, that because they were paid $100 each, they signed a sheker. So that's an avera. So that's how you don't miss Matzmei Rasha. You don't believe what they said. See, the other day we were talking, what is the mocker of Einon and Meis Matzmei Rasha? What's the Makar Chumash? We gave a whole Makar. It says, Hashi Hashin Alehim Pratam Hashi Asatzman. That's the drush of the Torah Shabbat there. What did we need to work so hard for? The Gemara says, why? Ravam, Adam Karbetz Latzmei, Ganem Eitz Matzmei Rasha, a Karev is Pasalaita. So if a man says about himself that I'm a Ganev, so of course you don't believe him. He's a Karev. He's not believed to say that he's a Ganev. So why did I have to come up with a new explanation? Why? The answer is, because Rabbi Shlomo Eger has Haoris in parentheses in the Jewish Mechidush of his father, Rabbi Akiva Eger. So he points out that that case in Ksubas Daf Yud Ches, where the Edom are believed to say, Ksab Yodeinu Huzeh, Avlanusam Hayinu Machmas Nefoshes, but they're not believed to say, Avlanusam Hayinu Machmas Momen, then you can't say that a Korb is possible Eidus. You're not talking about a Nemonis. When do you say Korah Pasalaitis? In Mamanis and the Fashis and Dovah Shabiyerva. Here it's in Nemanis of HaPeshos HaPeshehiter. It's a different parsha of Nemanis. Peshos HaPeshehiter, Kroifan are also Nemanis. Let's say the father is Nemanis to say Kadashti is beating. That's the Gemara says that's based on a Pasal Chumash. To declare that a girl is an Eshesir should really be considered a Dovah Shabiyerva and should always require two Edom. So the father says Kedashti is biti. That's an exception to the rule. Oh, neman lomi Kedashti is biti, because it says as biti nesat elisha says neman. So then the Gemara says it's a special chiddush that even though he's an eidechad and even though he's a father and even though he's the eidechad, he's a father, to two strikes against him, still the father is neman, special nemanus of the father. But then the father says Kedashti is biti leisha zev. So if he would have just said Kedashti is biti, doesn't say to whom that she's going to be an Eishes and she can't live with anybody. When he says it's biti nesat liisha zeh, so the Gemara said he's never to say liisha zeh. It's a pesha as a pesha hita. Aye, but he's a karev. How is he believed to say liisha zeh? She's the Eishes, he's a plenty. The answer is there's no din of karev over here. Karev is possible when you need two kosher eidim. My mom and his by nefash is by davish biyervo. But by Peshas HaPeshit, it's a different root. It's a different Neman. It's an Eidechon is Neman. The father is Neman. So the father is Neman with a Peshas HaPeshit to say leishazeh, that only to everybody else, she's asur, and to this man, she's materis. So there's no psul of karev in the parsha. Let's say there's no din of karev and erechad damon be isur. There's no problem of karev. Erechad is damon, so the psulim are also in emanim. So peshas hepeshit, there also, there's no din of, no din that a karev is puzzled. So why does the Gemara say there in Ksubas that by a peshas hepeshit there, ain't on a meis matzmei rosha? The Gemara here says the reason why ain't on a meis matzmei rosha, because adam karev etzal atzma. Karev is puzzled. But over there, karev is kosher. He is a karev anyway. The father was a karev anyway when he says the peshas. And karevim anamonim. So you have to say that there's an additional, that's what Shlomo Eger points out. You have to say that there's an additional reason. The reason that Rava gives is a simple reason, a superficial reason, but it doesn't cover all the cases. We even passel up, we even passel in on a mismatch by Rosha in a case with karevim anamonim. So that's why we had to dig up a new marker. The drasha of the Torah Shabbat Pe'ah, the pasuk, Ashi Ashin Elohim Pratam Ashi Asatzma, that's the marker paid on a mismatch by Rosha. That knas, you only pay knas as an oinish, you have to be able to ascertain that he did an avera. The person is not nemet to say on himself that he did an avera. So therefore, it doesn't even make sense that he should pay knas on his own. But Balot Zidei Shemaim doesn't have to pay the knas. So Kol Panim, what does it say there in the Gemara in Ksubas? There may be a Yerushalmi that contradicts this Gemara in Ksubas, but we in Shulchan Aruch we pass like the Bavli. Rabbi Yosef Engel put out an encyclopedia. He only did 1.5 letters. He did Aleph and half of Beis, and all the rest was a manuscript. And it was he died 100 years ago. His descendants didn't have enough money to print it. And then when it came to war, they hid it. And then when it came back after the war, it was all destroyed. So we only have the first 2 volumes. So that's the Beis Oitzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel. So under the letter Aleph, on the eight on the Meis Pats Marasha, he points out that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli, but we don't pasuk like the Yerushalmi. Shalom apparently thinks that Ein Adam Eis Matzmei Rasha doesn't apply by Peshos HaPeshit. It's only based on Kroivim Psulim Leidus, whenever Kroivim are Kosher. So Adam Kein Eis Matzmei Rasha. Okay? But but we pass on like the Bavli. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Kik Shavam, why don't you pass in the Bor in that case over there? The fellow says, Ksav Yadena Huzeh, Abla Hanus Mahayinu Machmas Momen. So you can't accept what he says, Machmas Mamet. If he would have said Anus Ma'ina Machmas Nefashis, he would have believed it. He's not saying he did an Avera. So why don't you just chop off the two words that you can accept, Machmas Mamet? Accept the rest. Ksav Yodeinu Ze Aval Anus Ma'inu. And he didn't explain why. We can't accept his explanation that he said. If he would have said Anus Ma'ina Machmas Nefashis, he would have been believed. So just because it says Machmas Mamet, so you throw the whole thing out. Throw out the two words, Machmas Mamet. Don't accept the fact that he didn't have there, but still, the peshas hapeshehit there, that there's no kiyam ashtar. That's Tosis Kasha. Why don't you say pagin dibur? So yesterday, 2 days ago, when we were talking about peshas, so we said all the rishonim are bothered with the kasha. Pagin dibur, Rav is dinah. Pagin dibur is an open contradiction to the rule. So how do the two jive together? So the two basic answers. The Rabbi gave one shita, and he read the whole Gemara one way. And Rashi tells him the Rambam read the whole Gemara the other way. So the Rabbi gave the answer that you only say Pagin Dibura by Baldover, because whatever the Baldover says doesn't have a Shemedus at all. So you can't declare, just like by Baldover, you wouldn't say Ninsech Men Eidim Karav Apostle, because it's not called Echad Men Eidim. Eidim have to be outsiders. The Baldover himself doesn't have a Shemedus like the 6 people. So Baldover also doesn't have a shame aid, so it's not called Karav Apostle. So Huadinami, the rabbi says, if he gives a big Hagwada Seidus and part of it is not accepted because he's a Baldover, so the part that Eid on a Meis Matzmarash, he's a Baldover on himself, so you don't say Eidu Shabbat Mitzel Sabbat Lukula, that was never included in the Eidus in the first place. Whenever the person says something about himself, that's not called a Chalosh Emedis, and it's not called Eidu Shabbat Mitzosa. That part wasn't nitvas as a chelikia. That's what the Raibit said. And the other Bishanim didn't agree. The other Bishanim gave a totally different had a totally different understanding of the Gemara. And to do with the Baldova story, they understood that you only say, if a person gives totally different Haggadahs, he comes to Bez and tells 4 different stories. And then one of them, he's a korev to one of the parties involved. So you can't accept that one. But the other 3 stories you can accept. So over here also, he's staying in Eidus on the Boil and Eidus on the Nevelis. Eidus on the Raven, Eidus on the Nirva, Trey Gufe. So that's the Loshen Gemara. B'chad gufa loy pagin nibur, betray gufa pagin nibur. So once you say it like that, that Gemara in Bava Basa, Dav Kuf Lamanam, said that's the answer to the Kasha of the Rivam. If the Edom say, Ksav Yadein, who's the Ablanus Mayinu Machmas Mamen, you can't say pagin nibur. It's Mamish, it's all one story. If he says Ploni Reva'ani Liritzoni, so there are two different Hagodas say this. There's Hagodah on the Reva and there's Hagodah on the Reva. He could have said, I know who the Reve is, I don't know who the Nirva is. Could have said, the Nedus and the Nirva without the Reve. But here it's all one story. It's Chad Gufa. So, Chad Gufa, we apply the Klal of Edus, Shabbat, Mitzvah, Shabbat, Klal. That's one of the four answers of Taisim. That's the simplest answer. It's not an answer. The whole Kasha doesn't get off the ground. That's the whole difference between Pagir and Nibura and Bat Mitzvah, Shabbat, Klal. No, they say, we know the woman is Jewish and she's an Eshesish and Shai. Then they say, so who is it? So we forgot who it is. But they know at the time, we remember that the woman was an Eshesish.
That would be validators,
yeah. The Gemara has. Ploini bo al nara, but they didn't say who. They didn't say bitu shal ploini. So the Gemara said, that's a validators. On the next daf, on Yudam and Aleph.
We say that certain bedikos and certain chakiros make a edus for nefashos apostle. Then why don't we say, if I come to court and say I saw this guy being with a woman and I have no idea who she was or what her name was, but I'm pretty sure, like, I know, wouldn't that be an ikra bedika?
The Gemara seems to say that it's not. Here, the next Gemara, Yudam and Aleph, that it say plenty ball naraham rasa. They didn't say who, unless it said bito shel plenty. But if they just said plenty ball naraham rasa and beznes who, so they say they don't know. So that's good. The Gemara said that's good.
Could Rav Shlomo Eger say, explain maybe what Rashi explained to Havamina, what the Gemara was, and Yirmas Lohi Tzol Yishtel Amrinam, and Daf Yod?
That can Shlomo Eger say what?
Didn't he say that just like also
Ilan Mitzvah? Rashi, we Rashi last time, but same Rashi like this. We understand Pagin and Dibura, they're two different Haggadah Seders. One Haggadah Seders on the boil, one Haggadah Seders on the Nivellas. The Nivellas happens to be Ishti, so I'm a Korim, so you don't accept that. But the Eders on the boil we will accept. So part of the Eders on the boil and the Bedikas is who was the Eshes if she says it was my wife. So in that Haggadah Seders, she's not the center of attraction. She's just part of the Aveira. The center of attraction is the boil. So I'm not considered a Korah.
You're still related to that person. It doesn't matter if she's the center of attention or not.
So we gave a Moshe. Let's say I say, someone drove a car on Shabbos. They say, which car? I said, my car. So I become the Baldover. I'm not a Baldover because of my car.
Hey, but if you phrase that differently and said that my car was driven on Shabbos by him, would that make any difference?
It does make a difference because I'm saying someone's Chayv Misa because he drove a car. And business, what car, when car? So they say, my car. I don't become the Baldova just because it's my car. We're talking about where the plane is, Chai Misa, Chil Shabbos. So I say, plane is Chai Misa because it was Baal Eshesish. Then they say, who is Eshesish? Happened to be my wife. So the fact that it's my wife, that's a detailed story. And that part of the story, that plane is Chai Misa because Baal Eshesish, the fact that it was my wife, that's Bedikas. So there's no psul of Korav over there. So that's what Rashi and Taisa and the Rambam learned in the Havamina. I would have said, Niga the Behemel Lahar Goy, Behemel Lahar Goy, but Torah's Bedikas, we should accept it.
And we kill her through this indirect.
Yeah. And the Bezin says, was there Hasra? Yeah, there was Hasra on her, there was Hasra on him. This is all Bedikas in the story about him. So true, you're going to say, Pagina de Bura, you don't accept this story, you don't accept that story, but within this story has a story about the Ishtoi. So I would have said, Miga de Behemel Lahar Goy, Behemel Lahar Goy. So Kamash Malan Nigamar, that there's a second in. Not only that a Korav is Pasul Eidus, we can't accept the Eidus. Even if the Eidus somehow smuggled in, the Eidus was smuggled in, but there is Bedikas on the other story, there's another din. That's right. Learned that Rabbi Hana Masma says, that's Pshat is from Rabbi Hana. There's another din based on another Gemara in the third pair, that you cannot give Einish Misa lo yumsa obus al pi Eidus banim. There's one din craved my Pasul Eidus. And even if somehow the Yedis was smuggled in and it was accepted in Bezin, there's another halacha. A person cannot be punished with a death penalty based on Yedis of a Korav. So that you say, you can't do that. They can't do that. That was the Kamash Malan. But by Behemi, you don't say like that. Eidon of Karbe Etzel Mamona means two different Hagodas Eidos, one on the Reve, one on the Behemah and Irvas. On the Behemah and Irvas, I'm the Baal HaBehemus, I'm not believed. That's Kamisa Banakach Misa Shor. When I said, Plony Baal Behemti, Plony Rav Ashori, I'm Neman, I'm Plony, then I'm Neman on the Behemah also, Betoris Bedikas. But then you want to say, so we smuggled in the Eidos and the Behemah as Bedikas on the other person, on the Reve. Then you want to say, no, but there's a new halacha. Lo yimsa avos al banim. You can't give a shor death penalty based on how God has said this of its banim. There is no such din. That's only a din by kroivim. Here it's not a din that adam karve tzal mamona. It's akzeris hakasav, kemisa banakach, misa shor. That just like I can't give myself misa based on my admission, so you can't give the shor misa either. So I'm not Nema, I don't have the money to say the shor is chai misa, but he is smuggled in the Eidos on the shore as Bedikas on the Raveya. And then there is no secondary halacha of Liam Sabas al Banim. A shor can never be put to death based on Hagodas Eidos of its Bailim. There's no such din, there's only a din. The Baal HaShor can't tell you Hagodas Eidos on the shore. So he didn't say over here, he said Hagodas Eidos on the Raveya. And as Bedikas of the story of the Raveya, we smuggled in, we got the Eidos was accepted on the shore. So then the shore gets the misa. You do the misa. You say miga the behemel harga, behemel harga by the shore, because you don't have the secondary din.
Why wouldn't people say that for on the person himself? That when it's Pony Ravani or Tzoni, when they say Pony Ravani, and the mela when they're asking Dikas, oh, who was the guy who was, he was Ravera? Oh, it was me.
Right.
Why don't we kill him?
Right. So that the Gemara knew all along that that's out of the question.
Why?
Why? That's what I thought it must be. That it's a new halacha. Not only is there a din of Karev is Pasul, the din of Ashi Ashin Elohim Pratim Ashi Asatmo. We can't accept, even as Bedikas, you can't accept such a story that the person said, even as Bedikas of a different story. See, the way the Rabbi says Adam Karev is Asatmo, it doesn't explain the Gemara and Ksubis by the Pesha Asa Karevim Anemonim. There's no Psul of Karevim by Pesha Asa. So you see, even the Gemara and Ksubis, you have to say it's an additional Ha'ocha. Shlamega doesn't say where the makar is. I just added the makar. But that the Gemara knew all along. That you don't say miga de mehemed laharogas hashen mehemed laharogas atzmai. That's out of the question. Good. Okay. Let's see. Maybe when we'll chazav, we'll go through the other answers of Tosis. Now enough. That's good enough for now. Let's start the Gemara Yudam and Aleph right in the middle. Malkus b'shloish is a machlokes satanoim. Whether the Malkus is b'gimel and Malkus b'chav gimel, we pass and Malkus is b'gimel. Mina harimili, harina Malkus is b'esnaf tikkot, says of shvatum, v'stikot tzadik v'shirus harosha v'hoyon bin hakos harosha. So shvatum shnaim v'im hizn shokum asifam aleim v'edach arei kan shloish. Fine. Then the Gemara says, if that's the mokar, shvatum elamiyatu, it says Hitzdiku as Hatzarik Hishiva Sarosha. So Miud Rabim Shnaim, so Shvatim is two, Hitzdiku is two, Hishiva is two. So that's six, and Ez and Shokum exit seven, Harekan Shiva. So why don't you require seven? Dayan Umar says no. That whole phrase, Hitzdiku as Hashiva Sarosha, Umaboy Lady Kidula Domra, Ula Remez Lady Mzemim in our Torah. Remez, we mentioned, Remez usually means Rasmachtim in the Rabbanon. And the Ramban writes that once in a while, the Ramban Machamas writes that once in a while, the word Remez looked in the rice. This is one of the cases. He quotes this case. Remez Leidim Zomim, and here it's a Dinder rice. So Gemara said, where is there a Remez Leidim Zomim? Gemara said, Remez Leidim Zomim? What do you need a Remez? Remez Leidim Zomim, Shaloikim Minayin. How do you ever come off to say that if the Edom testify, if we testify that someone is Chayv Malkus and we behuznu, so Kasha Zaman. So that says in the Chumash. But we testified as a Ben Gush and Machalutza. We testified that it's Chayv Golus, or that it's Chayv Kofer, or something else. He was Nimka Bevid Ivri. And the Gemara says in those four cases, there's no din. The first Omid Beis, the Beis Omid Beis in Makkas. The Gemara says the Mishnah has Ben Gush and Machalutza. Then the Brice and the Gemara adds on another three cases that there's no din of Kasha Zaman. So the Rambam writes in all of those cases where you can't administer real Kasha Zaman. So you give them Malkus. So where is the Mokka? Where in the world is the Mokka for that? So that's what he says. You don't need a Remez for the institution of Edom Zomim. You need a Remez for the din that whenever you can't punish with Kasha Zomim, that you give Remez Edom Zomim Shaloikim as a substitute when you can't fulfill Kasha Zomim. Shaloikim in Ayn. That's what it's referring to. Edom zemim shem shivas hatzadik. That's a remez for that. So the pasuk doesn't really read together. Ushfatum, ushfatum is the bezin of two. And then in parentheses you have the hitzikas hatzak v'shivas harosha. That's an allusion to a different case. But you don't read it all together. You shouldn't read ushfatum hitzikas v'shivu. It's not two, two, and two is six. Another one is seven. No. That's a footnote. It's Dika Vashi was a footnote. That's a remez to a different din. It's a remez the rice. The Gemara asks, why in the world do you need a mocker to say that whenever you can't punish them with Kasha Zamam, that you give them Malkus, that should always be the default. You should always give Malkus. That's the rule. There's one rule for all Avera, whoever violates an Avera. If there was Asra, so you give them Malkus, unless it's Mises Bezen, Lab Shinik, Mosaris, Mises Bezen. But if it's not the Chi of Mises, anyone who violates any Avera gets Malkus. So the Gemara says, no, not anyone who violates any Avera. Any who violates an Avera, that's Dumi, the Lab Dachasima. Because in Chumish Dvarim, we Darshan Smuchim, Kolotar Kuli, only Darshan Hekish, if the two Dinim appear in the same Pasuk. Chumish Dvarim, Darshan Smuchim, if the two Psukim are next to each other. So you have two Psukim next to each other. Says, there's an institution of Malkus. Then the next pasuk says, "Lasachs mishar bedishai." So the smichas in Chumash Dvarim Midarshin Spum. So the smichas indicates that whoever violates an aver, that's dumi the lab da hasima is loike. That's what the Rambam says. There's shin samachay lab and 365 lab from the 365 labim. The Rambam says 207 of them get Malkus. The Rambam lists off in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Aleph Beis Gimel, it goes till 207. Gives you the simon or something. Yilku Zarim or something. The Reish is 207. So how come only 207 out of 365? Because it has to be the Lav Hasima. So one of the Klolim is, has to be a Lav Sheesh B'maisa. That's a Machlokes Satanoim, if that's true. And it's a Machlokes Rabbi Yechonon V'Shlokesh, how to Paskin. In the Halacha, we Paskin like Rabbi Yechonon, who followed the opinion of that Tana, that a Lav Sheesh B'maisa is ain't like him alone. You have to violate dafka lav sheyesh bo maisa. Do me the lav da chasim. Why lav da chasim is always a lav sheyesh bo maisa? Is that true? Lasachsim shabedisha is always a lav sheyesh bo maisa. The Gemara has a machlek zabiyachan mishlokish. What's the din of chasama bekol v'hinhiga bekol? Chasama bekol means the animal is about to do work to thresh, and I didn't muzzle the animal, and I scream at the animal. The animal gets so petrified, so he knows if he's going to eat, he's going to nibble food, I'm going to beat him up. So the animal is scared. So I accomplished Losachs Mashabadisha without doing a mice of muzzling. I just did speaking, screaming. I screamed at the animal. So Dibur, we usually assume, is that there's Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. So just like Machshava is a Lav Shem or Maisa, a person doesn't have Erbe Machshava. So too, if a person does Erbe Dibur, it's called a Lav Shem or Maisa. So that's a Machlokes in the Gemara. What's Din Chasama Bekol, Ben Higa Bekol? So we happen to paskin that you are loike. Hinhiga means hamane biklayim. Loi, how does it say in the Chumash? Lo sachrish b'shor b'chamor yachtov. So it's lab davke charisha. If you have a shor b'chamor pulling a wagon, whenever you have two behemoths doing melacha together, that's a lava of manik biklayim. So what if I have a sharp chamba pulling a wagon, and I didn't whip the animals to pause. I didn't hit them on the behind that they should move. I screamed at them that they should move. That's called hinhiga bekol. I was manig coach a wagon with kilayim by screaming at the animals. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So one opinion in Gemara, Shlokesh holds the Gemara that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, and we pass on Rabbi Yechonon that's called a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So that's a shaila. According to Reish Lakish, that sometimes you can violate Lo Sachs Mishar B'Dish Ha'idei Dibur. So who says that Lav D'Chasim is always a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa? It says, V'Hirshiu V'Hayoyim Bin HaKoyis HaRosha is adjacent to the Pasuk of Lo Sachs Mishar B'Dish Ha'idei Dibur. Chumash Dvarim Midarshan Smuchim. So the only Rosha who gets Malkus is one who did an Aver that's similar to Lo Sachs Mishar B'Dish Ha'idei Dibur. Namely, Lo Sachs Mishar B'Dish Ha'idei Dibur is always a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Who says? You can violate Lo Sachs Mishar B'Dish Dibur. It'll be a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Maybe that's why there's a Tana who disagrees. Maybe the Tana holds that a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa is loike, thinks like Rish Lakish. that chasama b'kol menigah b'kol is called alav she'ein ba ma'isim. So you say you need dumi the lav da chasima, who says lo sasim is alav, it's sometimes alav she'ein ba ma'isim. But we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. We pass lo sasim shabidish is always alav she'ein ba ma'isim. That's a shaila. Why so? But he violated aver idei dibur. Why is chasama b'kol menigah b'kol? Why do we pass like Rabbi Yechanan? That is like it should be considered alav she'ein ba ma'isim. It should be ain't like it. Whenever you violate the avera by dibur, that's what the Gemara says. Eidim zaymimim is called alav she'ein bo ma'isa. Alav she'ein bo ma'isa. They walked into the bezdin and they told the whole story. Yeah, because the walking into the bezdin is not the avera. The avera is the dibur, and the dibur is called alav she'ein bo ma'isa. There's machshava dibur ma'isa, three human activities. So that's Tosus works on that kasha. So Tosus claims that the answer is based on the Gemara in the beginning of Temura. We probably spoke about it already. No, Gemara in the beginning of Temura. The Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in Temura says, if someone has a behemoth korban and he decides that's not bekovedik, he should have given a nicer behemoth. He decides that's too good for Hegdish, he wants to keep it for himself, he wants to switch it for a less valuable behemoth. So it says, Nechumen, Shech lefenev lo yom ha'arasa tobera or rabatov. Whether letoiv or leroy, you're not allowed to switch it. And if you did switch it, the Mishnah says, loike, that the soifik is harbon, he gets malchus. So the Gemara first starts off and says it's really a lav shein bo ma'isa, and it's an exception to the rule. We have a klal, generally speaking, lav shein bo ma'isa ain't like malav. That's how we paskin, lav shein bo ma'isa ain't like malav. And Temura is one of the three exceptions to the rule. So comes Rabbi Yechanan, one of the Talmidim recited a brisa in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan. Tana Tana Kameda Rabbi Yechanan. A Tana means a student who recites brisas. Atana is Rabbi Akiva was a Tana, Rabbi Lozab and Azari was a Tana, and then a Tana in the days of the Amorai means a student who knows how to recite brises. So a student recited a brise in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan, Kolav Shem Amai Sein Lekolav, except for three cases, Nishba Meim Kal Chaver B'Shem, that you like it despite the fact that it's a Lav Shem Amai Sein, we have some kind of mocha somewhere, that it's an exception to the rule. So Omalei Rabbi Yechanan Latana, Rabbi Yechanan said to the one who was reciting the brise, Loi Tisni Meimer, you shouldn't include Temura. Cross it out. That's a mistake. Shani Temura debidibura ka'ovid ma'isa. Since when you say harezu tachazu, it takes effect, the Temura is chal. So that's called the lav sheyesh ba'ma'isa. So you see that the two types of avera. Sometimes there's an isa pa'ula. You're not allowed to eat chazah. You're not allowed to do a melach an yantam. Sometimes there's an isa chalois. You're not allowed to bring in a certain result. So Temura is an avera of an isa chalois. You're not allowed to bring about a certain result. So that's Rabbi Yechanan has such a chiddush. Whenever b'dibura is savid ma'isa, whenever he brings about a result through the avera, means the avera is an isa chalois, to use Rabbi Soloveitchik's lashon. It's an isa pula and an isa chalois. Whenever you have an isa chalois, so we always label that as a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So that, if you say like that, then that's what Tosfos says. Rabbi Yochanan is lishitosa. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shiny meimer de bidibura sabed ma'isa." You should cross out Temura and the brisa. There are only two exceptions to the rule of lav sheima ma'isa like mala. One is nishba lasheker. That's a guy swears that it was snowing yesterday in Yerushalayim. It was not snowing yesterday, so he's nishba lasheker. So he's like it. Says mamish to all avir is only ade dibur. So Gemara learns that from a pasuk and that seres adibus that there's malchus. Anashua Sheker. Nishba, Mekal Chaver B'Shem. If you curse someone, also the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that you get Malkus even though it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. But the third exception to the rule that's mentioned in the Braise, Meimer, one who makes Temura, so Rabbi Yechanan says, cross it out, that's not an exception to the rule. That fits in with the rule. That's called always called a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa because B'Diburus Av'Maisa brings about a result. It's an Isa Chaloi, so that's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. So Rabbi Yechanan Lishitosa, Rabbi Yechanan holds that the chasama b'kol v'enhiga b'kol l'zachzim shor b'dishoy, even if you accomplish the chasimus ha'shorai they screaming or hamanik b'klayim, that's an isa chalois. You're not allowed to bring about a situation where you cause the animal should be doing meloche, the animal should be doing work with food and it's not able to eat the food. Doesn't matter whether you muzzled it, putting a muzzle on the animal's mouth, or if you screamed at the animal, if you brought about such a matzav, that's an isa chalois, that's called a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. And the same thing in higa b'kol, the avera by kelaim is not to bring about such a situation where shor v'chamor are pulling a burden together. The Rambam writes that there were three exceptions to the rule. Even the Rabbi Yechanan says that Loi Tisni Meimer the Bidiburis Avid Maisa. The Rabbi Yechanan says it doesn't belong there. So the Rambam writes that Tumura is an exception to the rule. So the Mefarshim asks, why did he put in three exceptions? Rabbi Yechanan told the Tani should leave it out. So the Or Sameach and Rav Velbala Soloveitchik and Rav Soloveitchik said over here the same pshat. The Gemara has two lashonos in Tumura, in the first parak in Tumura. What's the din by tzibur v'shutfim? The din is that a korban tzibur and a korban ashutfim are not oisa tmura. The tmura will not be chal. So let's say there's a korban tzibur, there's a korban ashutfim, and a person comes along and he says, harezu tachazu, he wants to make a tmura. So the tmura is not going to be chal. So does he still get malchus? Do you say, there's still an aver and he gets malchus or not? So the Raman Paschal is like that, Loshen and the Gemara. The whole background why the Raman Paschal is like that, but the Raman Paschal is like the Gemara, that you do get Malkus. So if you do get Malkus, then it's Ananisa Chalois, means you can violate the Aveira of Tamur and get Malkus, even though nothing was brought about. No result was brought about at all. So you see, it's an Isa Pu'ula. Just the declaration, Harezu Tachazu, that declaration is already an Aveira, even if it doesn't bring about a Chalois. So then it's not an Isa Chalois, even in the case where it does bring about, then the Chalois is a side story. That the Tumur is Chal, but that's not the essence, that's not the description of the Aver. You can't say it's an Isa Chalois as opposed to an Isa Pu'ula. But that's why the Rambam quoted that all three are exceptions to the rule. Nishba Mer Mekal Chaver B'Shem, that Tumur is an exception. But the Rambam could still agree that if you would have had an Isa Chalois, that would have been a Lav She'esh B'Maisa. He happens to paskan that even the Korban Tzibur, Korban Shutfim, where the Tumur is not Chal, but you'll still get Malkus. So that indicates that Tumur is not an Isa Chalois. If you're out of different, maybe that's the reason why Hinhiga Bekol is like it, because that's an Isser Chalois.
For Edom Zolomon, though, the Isser is not Chalois. It's not Isser Chalois because you didn't actually, your Edom didn't get anywhere.
It's a question, because Edom Zolomon only like it if it's Nigmar Din Al Pihan. So that could be that, that's why we consider it. Anisa Chalois.
Because the result of a Nigmar.
Is it just Anisa Pu'ula? I gave Eda Sheker? No, I gave Eda Sheker. And then the Mazim Misa, there's no Kasha Zamam. The Pasuk says that you give punishment of Kasha Zamam Lasalachim, it says Nefesh, but Nefesh, I'm behind Shem Shed, yeah, Kasha Zamam there. So it says Nefesh, but Nefesh. And Nefesh, but Nefesh sounds, since he killed the other person, so they get the death penalty. So the Mishnah says, we don't pass like that. Harg Weiner Rogim. If they already administered Mrs. Bezdin and then the Huzmah will say, you don't punish them. So what? But the Chumash says, Nefesh ben Nefesh. So the Mishnah understands from that. Once it's Nigbar Din, the fellow against whom they testified is considered a Gavra Ketila. Once we're going to be Mazim Nem, it's going to be undone, it's going to be unraveled, it's going to be considered like a Tchis HaMesim. It will no longer be a Gavra Ketila. But initially, once we made the Gemar Din, he was considered a Gavra Ketila. So that's a Bchina of Nefesh ben Nefesh. So that's a Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the pshat is that Edom Zomimim is considered a lav sheyesh. The Gemara says, here, let's read the Gemara. The question is, the question was a little too early, one line too early. The Gemara says, Vdepiklei. Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk? A rem is Edom Zomimim, that they get malchus. The default should always be that you get malchus. When is kasha zomim? Is kasha zomim. Okay. If he tried to give misa, tried to make him pay mammon, so you make them pay mammon, you give them misa. But whenever there's no kasha zamam, like Edom Zomim testified that he's a benguish machalutz, and he said it's chayv golus, any case where you can't do kasha zamam, so the default should always be malchus. Dumit alav dechasima. The Gemara says no. Dumit alav dechasima has to be alav sheyesh b'maisen. The Gemara typically means the sign. The Gemara says no. Mshum to have alav sheyesh b'maisen. Alav sheyesh b'maisen loikem alav. So kamash malan de pasuk. That this is an exception to the rule. Why is it an exception to the rule? So it could be that's the reason why. Tosfos says that just like shiny tmur de bedibur es avid maisa, and shiny chasama bekol and higa bekol, that it's an isa chalois. So Tosfos writes that it is also an isa chalois. Kamash malon de pasuk that this too is an isa chalois. Why so? Because he needs shi gomra din apim. So they brought about such a matzav. So that's why they get a punishment. Losana alone is just to give Eda Sheker. You violate Losana even if there was no Nigmar Din Al Piyam. But by Eda, so that's Taka Lav Shema Maisa. Losana is the Lav Shema Maisa. But the Gemara said there's another lav. There are two psukim. Lasada berecha et shoker is one lav. Then, if you gave eidah sheker and you were huzam, then there's another lav. If they caught you in a lie, then there's another lav. How does the pasuk say? Hanisham yishmiro v'lo yizidunot. So we mentioned the Gemara has later abot tzrichim hachroze that there are four people who get Mises Bezen. Where was that abot tzrichim hachroze? On Peites Amin Aleph. Tan Rabbanan, right before the second Mishnah on the Daf, the two Mishnahs on Amin Aleph. So five lines before the second Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan, abot tzrichim hachroze. Mises ben tzeremara zalkamam reinim zemim bekulik sibu cholam yishmiro. So hachroza means usually when a person is chayv mises bezin, so the bezin takes him mechutz l'ir, they give him the death penalty. Here it's a special din. You have to wait till regal, everybody's on the regal, and then you give him the inish, and you advertise to everybody when they come for yontif that someone's getting the death penalty because he violated ben tzora mora, because of mesis, or because it was akamar, because of eidim zam. Special din, yet you have to be mefarsimin. By all the chayv mises, you don't mefarsim. Because these four al shem sofam. This is the Mises business to serve as the deterrent for other people. Cholam yishmiro. So that pasuk hanisham yishmiro. Then it says v'lo yizidino. So the Gemara, the Mishnah Makkah says v'lo yizidino. There's another lav. Leisana berecha et shaker is a lav, not to give eid sheker. V'lo yizidino. There's an additional lav. So the lav not to give eid sheker and get caught as at being huzam. So lo yisana berecha et shaker is true. It's a lav shema ma'isa. But the additional lav lo yizidino that the Mishnah says in Makkos, that's a second lav. So that lav is a lav sheyesh ba ma'isa because it's an isa halois, because the aver is not completed until it's nigmar din al pif. Yeah. Okay. So we paskin that Malkus is the gimel. The next time Rabbi Shmuel holds b'chav gimel, we don't pass like that. The Gemara says, "My time with Rabbi Shmuel. How does it come up to say 23?" So it's a machlokes Abai Barabbas. Abai says it must be a gzeres akosuf. Amar Abaye, Asir Rasha Rasha Mechavi Misavachol Hem Bein Akoyes Rasha. The Rasha Hu Rasha Lomis Malam Be'esem Mishloisha. Av Ken Be'esem Mishloisha. You need 23. Rabbi says you don't need a pasuk for that. Rabbi agrees. Tosis says. Mashman the lesley the rabbi gzereshav and makam achmei forish. Rabbi also agrees you need the gzereshav for other purposes, but for this din you don't need gzereshav. And rabbi amar malchus b'makam misa medes, since it's an einish aguf, it really deserves misa. The Torah gives him a break. So it's just like misa needs chav gimel, so malchus also needs chav gimel. So we don't pask like that. We don't pask like Rabbi Shmo. So what does it mean that we reject the whole idea of malchus tachas misa medes? So Rambam writes not. Afal bisham malchus, but makam misa and medes. Nonetheless, malchus is b'shloisha. The Rambam says we do adopt that position. Malchus, makam misa and medes. So the main afkamina, what's the significance of declaring we do hold from the svara? But the pasuk says that what v'hitzdiko? No, not v'hitzdiko. Pasuk says shvatim. Shvatim is only two. What do you gain by declaring that malchus, makam misa and medes? So you gain the Gemara later. Tosfos says Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Mishnah Lamed Beis Amud Aleph lists off the 10 chilukim. Rashi and Chumash alludes to this. Eser chilukim shbein mamonis l'nefashos. So one chiluk is arbitrary. That mamonis is 3 and nefashos is 23. It's not arbitrary. You want to have a bigger bezin because it's a more complicated, more serious issue. You got to give someone the death penalty. So we don't want to give a death penalty based on 3 dayan. We want to have 23 dayan. It's not arbitrary. It makes sense. But that's a formality that you need 23. And then the other 9 differences between Mamonis and Nefashis are aspects of Hatzolah. And they can't apply to Mamonis because whatever will be a L'toivas one party will be a L'choiva of the other party. That's what Tosis says. Whatever will be a S'chus for one will be a L'choiva for the other. So you don't bend over backwards and did a Mamonis to pat to the person. But in Nefashis, you bend over backwards, right? So the mission lists off all the chilukim shebei mamonis l'nefashos and 9 are based on hitzino. So we said last week when we were discussing it, shor haniskal and mesis, there's no din of hitzilu heida by shor haniskal. So the 9 chilukim between mamonis and nefashos do not apply to shor haniskal, but the 23 bezin does apply. That's the pasuk. Hashor yisakol v'gam bo'ol of yumas. K'misa abaylin kach misa shor. Ma misa habaylin b'chav gimel. Misa Shor b'chav Gimel. Same thing. Ma Misa Balim. He's not neman on himself to give himself the Einish Misa. Misa Shor. The Balashor is not believed to give the Shor Misa. If Hamas al Piatzmai, So then the Gemara says he pays kofer, because kofer is not knas. If a person admits that he owes kofer of dal v'hei, you say ma'ariv knas is pata. A person admits that he owes kofer, so the Mishnah says in the end of the third parak in Eil Naris, third parak in Ksuba, that he does pay, because kofer kapara, kofer is not momen and it's not knas, it's kapara. It's a third thing. So the Gemara says that even though the nine mitzvahs of Hatzalah don't apply to Mesis, they don't apply to Sharon Iskab, but 23 you do need. And then by Malkus is the reverse. By Malkus, you don't need a Bezna of 23. We don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's opinion of Dafyut. But the nine Dinim of Hatzalah do apply. Why do they? How do you know that they apply? So that's what the Rambam says, because Malkus, Malka Misa Medes. The Svar of Rabbi Shmuel, we do accept Malkus, Malka Misa Medes. But the Nafkamina for Gimel versus the Chav Gimel, that we don't accept. But it is Malkus Malkamisa Meres. Then we mentioned that the Smag writes in one place that just like one cannot be done dirin nefashes bizbanazeh, you can be done dirin knosses bizbanazeh kol makom sheisham bezn shal shloshes smuchim. We don't have any shloshes smuchim. So the Rambam writes kol makom sheisham shloshes smuchim bizbanazeh. If it exists somewhere in the world, you can give Malkus. You can be done dirin Malkus. So the Mishnah Melech points out in Derech Mitzvah Secha, the Ha'oris on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, La Harambam. So he points out that the Smag disagrees with that line of the Rambam. What the Rambam wrote in Hilchot Sanhedrin, when he writes all the Dinim on Malkus, he writes, Kol Malkum Sheisham Bezim Shal Shlosh Smuchim is Manazeh, you can eat Malkus. And then Mark says, how can you say that? Just like you can't be done Dinim Nefoshis, but Manazeh, so you cannot be done Dinim Malkus, because Malkus Mumakam Misa Meres. So the Rambam holds Malkus, Malkam, Misa, Medes, but not Benegir to that din. Only Benegir to the Chilukim and Timamnes Nefashis, the dinim of Hatzolah. It's fine. So there's a Machlekes Abai Verove. How does Rabbi Shmuel come to his idea that you need 23? So Abai says it's a Pasuk, Agzer Rishova, and Rava, Malkus, Malkam, Misa, Medes.
Would that be no get off the lab shouldn't send an apple as hard as Mrs. Beastin? But if someone warned you on something that's Chayav Misa, and they warned you for Malkus, if Malkus be Malkum Misa Medes, shouldn't that say that you should be Chayav Malkus?
That's a Machlag Zerbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. So one time, Rabbi Shmuel Taka holds like that. Yeah. That according to one shot in the Gemara, that was the Machlag Zerbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel said if they warned them for Malkus on Avodah Zarah or Chilul Shabbos or Baal Eish Hashish, then he will get Malkus. We paskin not so. We paskin that there's a difference between Kalas and Chamuris. That Losachsim Shabbadisha is only Issa Kal. And Issa Chamur is not Dumi Dalav de Chasima, so you're not like it. Whatever is normally Nitan Asaras Mizbez and is labeled as an Issa Chamur, he's not like it.
So isn't that against this concept? Have we passed the line one?
I mean, against which concept?
Against the concept of Rishmael over here. If we're saying that
the Rambam passed him like Rabbi Shmuel. No, Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, but Chav Gimel, he passed like Rabbi Shmuel. Malkus, Malkam, Misa, Medes.
Yeah, that would be so sure the Indian of
Rav, Shnei, Sanazar, Misa, Spi. Not necessarily, no. The Rambam knows that there's a Kalas and Chamuris. The Rambam, again, in Perek Aleph, in Ochas Tshuva, the Rambam writes that there's never any Kapora unless you do Tshuva. The Gemara had a machlekes hatanaim whether Yom Kippurim is mechaper below Yosef Shul. Machlekes Rebbe and the Rabban. So we paskin the Rambam. I mean, we paskin the Rambam paskin is that Yom Kippur like the Chachamim. Yom Kippur is not mechaper unless you do tshuva. Some of the Goyim write where he paskin la'alocha like Rebbe. Yom Kippur is mechaper even lo Yosef Shul. Yeah, what is it? I explain. What is it? We have a machlekes hatanaim whether Yom Kippur is mechaper below tshuva. Ask the Bezon Shalmaila. What is it? Our Esik the paskin a shayla on that. But the Yom Kippur is mechaper below Yosef Tshuva. How can you have a machlek satanim? It's not an issue to paskan. The answer is no. It's nagia halacha lemaisa, because it's a mishnah in the end of krisis. If a person, I didn't discuss this recently, maybe I gave a shiur in Eretz Yisrael this week, because there's a mishnah in the end of krisis. That's a halacha. No one argues. If a person is mechuyev b'chatas or an oshem before Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur comes by, he still has to bring the chatas and the oshem after Yom Kippur. But if he was mechuyev oshem tolui, he's not sure if he ate chaylev adam. So he has to bring an Hashem Tolu. So if one was Neschayv Hashem Tolu before Yom Kippur comes, Yom Kippur is Mechapa, he doesn't have to bring the Hashem Tolu. So now there's a Machlokes Hatanaim. What if Yom Kippur came and went and he didn't do tshuva? He didn't express any remorse. He didn't feel bad over the fact that he ate a safek chelek, he ate a safek dam. So that's a machlokes hatanan, whether Yom Kippur is mechaper b'lo yasa tshuva. So if Yom Kippur is mechaper b'lo yasa tshuva, then you don't bring an Hashem Taloi. It's not bo b'nedim nedova. And if Yom Kippur is not mechaper b'lo yasa tshuva, then you have to bring. So that's a machlokes hatanan, is Yom Kippur mechaper b'lo yasa tshuva. So the Rambam writes, Yom Kippur is not mechaper b'lo yasa tshuva. Some of the Gaonim write, not so. Some of the Gaonim adopted the position of Rebbe, Yom Kippur is mechaper b'lo yasa tshuva. But the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Tshuva writes, Yom Kippur is not mechaper b'lo yasa tshuva. Then the Rambam says, not only Yom Kippur, lo zu bilvad, he quotes the Mishnah from Nigmar Din, the sixth parak, that when a person is about to be put to death by the Bezdin, Haruge Bezdin, so the Bezdin tells him, say vidui, that your Misa should be mechaper on you, because the Misa is only mechaper if the person does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, the Misa is not mechaper. And then the Rambam quotes, the same is true regarding Malkus. And the same is true regarding Achatas and Anoshim. Whenever a person gets Malkus, Bezdin tells him, say vidui and do tshuva. So the Malkus will be mechaper the Avera. And when a person brings Achatas or Anoshim, so the Kohanim tell him, say vidui and do tshuva, so the Korban will be mechaper on you. So the Rambam writes, there's never any kapora without any tshuva. That's what we mentioned. The Minchas Aluzer was the main Hungarian rabbi who was opposed to Zionism. So he writes in his tshuva that, what do they think? That walking in Eretz Yisrael is going to be mechaper for them. The Gemara says in the end of Ksubas, one walks the Alam in Eretz Yisrael, gets a kapor, because the Pasuk says, the Kekluni Pasuk in Hazino says, V'chiper ad Mosai Amoi. So Rashi writes that the Pasuk Pshat, V'chiper ad Mosai Amoi, after this Holocaust will occur, and the people will be asking, V'amar Elohim Etzucha Soye Boi, where was God when all of this was happening? Exactly what happened in the Holocaust. Where was God when everything was happening? How did he allow this to happen? A terrible tragedy. So it says, after the whole Holocaust will be over, the Chiper Ad Masai Amoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rashi quotes the Targum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his land, and he will appease his nation. Eretz Yisrael started to flourish. The Jews took over Eretz Yisrael. They established a Medina, and the Jewish people started to flourish. We have yeshivas all over, and we're rebuilding ourselves. We still didn't have 6 million. We didn't replace what was killed in the war, but we're rebuilding ourselves. So that's the pshutu shal mikra. The chiper ad masay am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chiper meloshen appeased. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his land and appease his nation. Then the Gemara has in the end of Ksubas an additional level of interpretation. And the pasuk, the chiper, not the chiper HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es admasa ve'es amai. No, the chiper admasa amai. When the Jewish people walk in Eretz Yisrael, the Adama is mechaper on the people. So the Minkacher writes in his tshuva, his anti-Zionistic tshuva, that the Zionists think they're going to walk in Eretz Yisrael, the sins are going to be forgiven. Never! The sins are never forgiven unless you do tshuva. These guys are not doing any tshuva. He says, just like the Rambam said, that the Yom Kippur is not b'chapa b'lei tshuva, and Korban Chatas, and Korban Hashem, and Malkus, and Misa, nothing is b'chapa b'lei tshuva. So he says that walking in Eretz Yisrael is also not b'chapa b'lei tshuva. You have to do tshuva. So the Rambam writes, though, in that Perek Aleph in Hilchos Tshuva, there's one exception to the rule. We don't have this in our Gemara. And the Rambam had it in the Yerushalmi. We don't have it in the Yerushalmi either. So the Rambam had a Gersa in the Yerushalmi. The Soyer HaMishtaleach, this Mancha B'is HaMikdash HaYikam, the Soyer HaMishtaleach was Mechaper Ankalois, Afilo Lo Yosu Tshuva. All Averis in the world are divided into two categories, Kalos and Chamuris. So Chamuris are those that have Koris HaMises Bezen. And the Kalos are those that don't have either Koris HaMises Bezen. So true, there's never any kapora without tshuva, but there's one exception to the rule. This mancha, this mikdash haikayim, and they brought the sorei mishtaleach on Yom Kippur. So the havoas ha sorei mishtaleach, it's considered like a korban. It's mishtaleach over the cliff. You don't shecht, you don't zerik the dam in the beis hamikdash, but you push it over the cliff. It's like a korban. So that's mechaper on the kala. So the Rambam holds the halacha that there are two different categories. There are kalas and there are chamuras. And that's what it means. A lab shenitan asaros mises bezna ain loikem olav li paschal like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shmuel on that in the beginning of the third parak in Makkos. So what does it mean? That dumi the lab the hasim a lab hasim never has misa. If you have a lab that has misa, so that's called an isa chamur. So you don't give malchus. You only give malchus on an isa kal, not on an isa chamur. We explained there are four lines. There are four mitzvahs. The Rambam has a klal you only count any one pasuk once in the minyan mitzvahs. You have a pasuk lo sochla l'adam. The Gemara gives six different levels of interpretation in the pasuk, and the Rambam insists in Shorish Tes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, you only count that as one mitzvah. You don't count that as six mitzvahs. It's one pasuk. It counts as one mitzvah. And then he rejects the position of the Halachas Gedolos. The Sefer Halachas Gedolos also a Sefer Mitzvahs. All things are Sefer Mitzvahs. So the Halachas Gedolos, when the Tekuvos HaGoyim writes that you count Leisinov in Minyan HaMitzvahs three times. Not to be born Avraham Arasa, where the Oynish is Skila, not to be born Bas Koyin, where the Oynish for the Bas Koyin is Reifa, not to be born Nesua, Nesh Yisish Nesua, where the Oynish is Chenik. So the Halachas Gedolos holds that you count it three times because they're three different Onshim. You see that the three different Averis. And the Rama makes fun of it, despite the fact that the three different punishments, bottom line, it's one Aver, Leisinov, and Eshishish, not a lot of beamers on it. So even though the Rambam claims that the Bahag doesn't make any sense, they never count a posik, one posik more than once. So the Ramban asks, there are two mitzvahs where the Rambam counted the same mitzvah twice. And then the Mishlam Melech says, there are another two that the Ramban failed to mention. Behind there are four psukim and chumash that the Rambam counts twice in the Minyan HaMitzvah. So the two that the Ramban picked on the Rambam, two are Mako Avivima, Mako Adam Yisrael. There's only one pasuk, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. You're not allowed to hit somebody, even if he's a criminal, even if he deserves Malkus. He's a Shlech Bezin, only gives the amount of Malkus of the Bezin Pasuk, you're not allowed to give any extra Malkus. So that's a Lavan Mako Adam Yisrael. You're not allowed to harm anybody, you're not allowed to injure anybody. So the Rambam counts that Lav twice, because Makah Havera, sometimes Loike. If you makah poches mishover puta, if you makah shover puta, so you pay. Chamisha dvarim, there's a tari pishavas and boshes. Since you're paying, so you don't get malchus. But if you chavel b'chaver poches mishover puta, then the Gemara says you get malchus. And if you makah ovi v'imoy, then you get misa. So the Rama holds, since it's sometimes malchus, sometimes misa, so you count it as two lavim. The same pasuk you count twice. And same thing, b'kalol odam Yisrael. It says, losid kal cherish. You're not even allowed to curse a deaf man who can't hear that you're cursing him. He doesn't take a tart. You're not even allowed to curse a loisa kal cherish. So the Rambam counts it twice, not to be mekala odam Yisrael, and then he counts it a second time, not to be mekala ovi v'imoy. Why does he count it twice? Because the punishment is different. Mekala ovi v'imoy is misa, and mekala odam Yisrael is malchus. So because you have a different language, that's why he counts it twice. And the Mishlam Melech has two kashis in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban is these two kashim sefim, and the Mishlam Melech Haran. There are another two instances where the Rambam counted the pasuk twice. So one of them is Elohim lo sekalel, menasi b'amcha lo sor. So Elohim lo sekalel has a double meaning: loshin kodesh, I'm gadif es Hashem chay misa, and Elohim lo sekal loshin chol. You're not allowed to curse a dayan samuch. If you curse a dayan, you get malchus. Curse our kodesh bochi, you get misa. So because it's a different einish. Sometimes Misa, sometimes Malka. So the Rambam counted the same pasuk twice. And the same thing, there's another pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Elimachem Lois Haskir La Yisham Al Pichi. Not allowed to mention Shema Avod Zor. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara later, that pasuk is the lav for the Mesis. If I try to convince someone that I try to convince a whole city that they should worship Avod Zor, so the Mesis or the Mediach, Mesis is Ayochin, Mediach is Arab. So the one who does the hasas and the hadocha is in violation of that love. Shmos elamachem lo yisaskir lo yisham al picha, and there's an einish misa. The mesa is medirch is chayv misa, and the same pasuk, shmos elamachem lo yisaskir lo yisham al picha, is quoted by the Gemara that if you swear to somebody in the name of an avodah zarah, that you loike. So the Rambam says it must be that it's two different lavim. How can it be one lav if sometimes you get misa, sometimes you get malka? It must be the two different lavim. So that's what the Mishlam Melech says on the Rambam. It comes out that there were four instances where the Rambam counts the same pasuk twice. So what did he make such a fuss against the Halachas Gedolos that he counted Losinov three times? The Rambam also counted four psukim, he counts twice. Because there are two levels of meaning in the pasuk. One level gives malkas, one level gives misa. So what did he get so upset about the Bahag that you have three different levels of Misa by the Eshes Eshes Inso? So on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Megillas Esther, he quotes from the Rashbates, the Sefer Zohar HaRakia. The Rashbates also wrote them, he gives his own Shita in Minyan HaMitzvah, not like the Rambam, not like the Ramban, not like the Chinuchim, so a little, he has his own Shita, Rashbates. So he explains some of the things that are strange in the Rambam. So the Rashba answers this kasha that the Ramban asks. He says, when does the Rambam disagree with the Bahag that it doesn't make sense to count the Pasuk more than once in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? That's by Boisinov, that all the three forms get an Einish Misa. Anayraham Rasa Shezinsa gets Skila, Baskan Shezinsa gets Reifa, and then Esua Shezinsa gets Chenik. But bottom line, they all get Misa. So the Rambam says that should only count as one love. As a variety of onshim, as one love. But if you have a love that sometimes gets Misa, sometimes gets Malkus, how can that be? That's an impossibility. The Sachalav Shinitan Asar Misa is best. And the way the Rambam wrote in Perakalav and Ilchus Truba, what kind of a love is it? It's an androgynous. Is it a chomer or is it a kal? If it's a kal, then it shouldn't. Then it can't have Misa. If it's a chomer, then it can't have Malkus. How can it have one love that sometimes get Malkus, sometimes you have Misa? So that's what the Zohar Harakia writes. The Rambam understood whenever the Chachamim had a tradition that on one lav sometimes you get Misa, sometimes you get Malkus, it means that they're two different lav, that you count that Pasuk twice. One lav is a Chachamim, one lav is a Kal. So the Rambam holds in all the four cases that Tara Shavash Abahem, that the Rambam counts one Pasuk twice, is because the Pasuk sometimes gives Misa as an Einish and sometimes gives Malkus as an Einish. If you always get Misa, but it changes, sometimes Skila, and sometimes Sreifa, and sometimes Chenek by the Eishes Hishazinso, so that's all Misa's Bezen, so that's all an Isa Chama. But if you have an Isa that sometimes gets Misa, sometimes Malkus, which is it? Is it a Chama or is it a Kal? So you have to say it's two Lavim. The one pass it counts as two Lavim.
Rambam counts the four separate Misas as four different.
Mitzvahs in the minyan.
So when you're getting a different type of Misa, isn't that categorically different? Meaning, because he himself counts them as different Mitzvahs.
It's a good question. I don't know if it's a kasha, though. It's a good question. But it's not really a kasha. Bottom line, they all get Misa. So that the Zohar HaRikir writes. I think that's the official answer in the Rambam. That Loisinov always gets Misa. He says sometimes it's Skil, sometimes Sreifa, sometimes Chenek. So Lamaisa, it's an Isa Choma, so you only have to count it once. But if you have a Pasuk, that sometimes it's Misa, sometimes Malkus, how can it be sometimes Misa? So it must be they had a tradition that it's two different love. Yeah, so now the Gemara is bothered by the kasha. If it's really true that Malkus, Bamalka, Misa, Meres, what does it mean? That whoever wears shatans, whoever eats chazi, really deserves to have the death penalty. But the Torah gave him a break, it's genuk, it's sufficient, maspik. If we beat him up and we give him Malkus. So now the Gemara asks, if so, ihachi. If that's true, Malkus, Malkamisa, he really deserves the death penalty. Umdinalamali. The Mishnah say, the Bezda makes an omer, how much can he take? The Pasuk says he give him 39 times Malkus. 39 times Malkus only if he's healthy enough. And Bezda thinks there's no chance that he's going to die. But if you say Malkus, Malkamisa, so you shouldn't have to make a test. You shouldn't have to make an omer to determine how much Malkus you should give him. Give him his musmal, give him over 39 malkas, and if he dies, he dies. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Because the pasuk is a mashma that he has to survive after they beat him up. Where is it? Ihochi, he has to rubber. Ihochi, the malkas, malkamisa meres. Ihochi, freg the Gemara, umden and lomali. Why do you need an omed to determine how much he can take, how many malkas he can take? Yeah. Give him the Malkus, beat him. The Imai is lameless, and if he dies, the Gishtok. Okay, what does it bother me? Amalei says, no, Lech HaMakrat, Pasuk says, Nikla Chichle Enecha, he has to be alive. Fine. He has to survive the whole thing. Okay. Why is that he has to survive? That's what the Maralmi Prague has an interesting Kiddush in his Sefer on Chumash and Rashi. The Gur Aryeh, he says by the parsha of Shivcha Harufa, it says Nuchumish Bikoris Tia Lo Yimsuki Locha Pasha. So the one who has bia with the Shivcha Harufa is chayv to bring Bei Mishegi Bei Meizit, is obligated to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa. But the Shivcha Harufa herself gets the punishment of Malkus. It really should have been Misa. it's an issue she's in, so she'll be mitzvah. But because it's only a mitzvah issue, it's because she's a chetzer shivcha, the chetzer baschor, it's on the chetzer shivcha kiddush and amnatovsin. But in the chetzer baschor, there's a mitzvah issue, we call it kiddush osham. It's kiddush that can only lead up maximum, it can lead up to a chiyav of Hashem shivcha harufa. Beim shagig, beim meizah. But it's not a real issue, it's not a full issue. So the Gemara says that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus and the Boil brings Osham. Where does it say she gets Malkus? Where does it say that in the Chumash? So the Gemara said that's the meaning of the word Bikoris Tihya. Bikoris. What do you mean Bikoris Tihya? So the Gemara says Bikoris Tihya means Bikroi Tehei. We read the Psukim to the girl, to the Shivcha Harufa. What psukim? What are you reading? Bereishis, Bar Lakim? What psukim are you reading? So the Gemara says, no, it's an allusion to the fact that when the Bezin would administer Malkus to someone who did an Aveira, one Shlech Bezin would be beating him, and another Shlech Bezin would be reciting psukim and chumash. Losish Meli Yeros Hashem Inichba, Vanor Hivsham is Makoischa. So you give Tochoch and you give Musa while you're giving the Malkus. And the Gemara understands the word Bikoristi, Bikroitehe. You should recite the psukim. You should read her the right act. You should read her the psukim of Tochoch and Musa while we're giving her the Malkus. So the Maral Miprag writes in his commentary, where's the Pasha Pshicha Harufa? Who knows Chumash?
Kedoshim.
Where?
Kedoshim.
Kedoshim? I forgot about it. Okay. So the Maral Miprag on that Pasuk writes, he thinks that you see from here that the role of Malkus in Kol HaTarukula is to serve as a deterrent. Because the essence of the Malkus is Bikroi Tehei, to read the Psukim, to read Musum, to give Tochacha. Don't do the Aveira again. You're going to do the Aveira, I'm going to hit you again. We're going to beat you up again. So if that's Taka, the role of the Malkus, Malkus is not an Oynish Lishova. Mises Bezin is an Oynish Lishova. I'll be Pash. The guy's dead. It's not a deterrent. Abot Tzichim Hachroze, that sounds like those Abot Tzichim Hachroze. That's the service they turn not for the Balaver, the service they turn for the rest of Hanashom Yishmeru, Kolom Yishma Viro. So the Mises Bezin by the four who need Achroza, that's the service they turn for everybody else. So what's the story by Malkus? Is Malkus an Oynish Lishover? Is Malkus the service that they turn for the future? So Maralmi Prague claims that from the fact that the time Darshan they understood the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus, Waika says, Bikarsti, Bikroitehe. That shows that all Malkus, whenever you give Malkus, Dumit Dalav Dachasima, Malkus is for the purpose of serving as a deterrent. It's a chiddush. So that's what the Gemara says. Why don't we just give him, say, Malkus, Malkum Misa Medes, he really deserves the death penalty. Why don't you just give him Misa, and if he dies, he dies. What does it bother you? The Gemara says, no. We want that the Malkus should serve as a deterrent, so the guy's going to die. So it's not a deterrent. The Gemara says, we learn from the pasuk, he has to be alive. That's the final answer. We want that he should survive. So if he's going to die, then the Malkus isn't serving as a deterrent. This is very questionable, that Maral Miprag, that Malkus and Kol HaTarkula, all Malkus that's based on Dumi Delav Dachasima. Sometimes you have Malkus that's not Dumi Delav Dachasima, like Taisus writes in Tmura. The Malkus of Motzi Shemra is not based on Dumi Delav Dachasim. It's a different Malkus. Yisro also. It's a separate Pasuk. And the same thing, it's a question, what about Ben Sora Mora? The Rambam says the Malkus that Chazanish points out, the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. The Ben Sora Mora, the first time he steals money from his father and from his parents and he buys steaks and Italian wine and he eats and he drinks with a bunch of gangsters, hoodlums, juvenile delinquents. So the first time he does it, he gets Malkus. The second time he does it, if he repeats it, he gets Misa. So the Shad is the first time he does it, he gets Malkus, because it says, Nachumish v'Yisro also. V'lo Yishma Aleim. So v'Yisro also is like, Zerush HaKos, we have to give him Malkus? Or no, is it the regular Malkus from Kol HaTarakul? He violated the law. Dumi the law, the Chassim, so he gets Malkus. So Rashi writes, when the Mishnah says, Achila v'Shoina gets Malkus, and Achila Shnia gets Misa, by the Mitzar Mar, Rashi writes, this Malkus has nothing to do with Dumi Delab D'Harzim. It's a special Dim, Yisrael also. A special aloha. It's not based on the general rule. Now, Rambam sounds like he says exactly the opposite. He says it's a regular din malchus, like kol atarkula, the regular standard din. So the Chazanish points it out. It seems to be a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. But it's difficult to say, well, like the Maralmi Prag, that malchus normally is to serve as a deterrent. First of all, it's against this Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says malchus malka misa menes. He really deserves the death penalty. And the Rambam quoted that afal pisha malchus malka misa menes. Nonetheless, Malkus Begimel, so he says, behold from that svar. So how can you say what Mises to serve as a deterrent? The guy's going to be dead. The Avor, Tzrich Machroza, those four Mises serve as a deterrent for other people. But you can't say Misa to serve as a deterrent for me. I'm going to be dead. It's not a deterrent. I make it impossible that I should do the Avera. So when you say Malkus Moka Misa Medes, so Misa is an Einish L'Shavar. So Malkus is also an Einish L'Shavar. I'll be Pashtus. And the Pashtus is, there's a lav. We mentioned a few times, there's a lav. So the Gemara says, what do you need another lav for? Havara is one of the lamates of his malachas. Why does it have to be mentioned? It says, l'sasakom malacha. What do you need another time? L'svaresh. The Gemara says, Moshe v'sechem means, has the connotation of Moshe Bezdin. That even though one could have developed the Kavachimer to prove that Mises Bezin should be Deicha Shabbos. Gemara says that Mises Bezin is more important than all the Korbanis, and Korban C brought Deicha Shabbos. A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. So the Pasuk says, that if a person is Chayv Misa and he's in the middle of, he wants to be Makar Korbanis, he's the only kohen in the world and he's the only one who can possibly be Makar of the Korbanis. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Mim is b'chit kechen olamos, even if it means he won't be able to be makar v'ani karbanos. So you see that Mises Bezdin is so important, it takes precedence even over all of HaKrovas kol karbanos kulam. And we know some karbanos are Decha Shabbos, karbanos sibur. The minimum itself from Decha Shabbos. So if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. So you see that Mises Bezdin is Decha HaKrovas kol karbanos. And some of the Kabbalists are Decha Shabbos, and Mises Bezdin should be Decha Shabbos. So I would have thought Mises Bezdin Decha Shabbos. K'mashmal on the Pasuk, Lo Sivaru Eish goes on Sreifas Baskoin. Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Mashvasechem. Even by the Moshe Bezdin, and it should have been a Kalvachimer, so you're not allowed to administer Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. That's the Mokker. So the Rambam counts this as a separate lav. He counts in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Mishnah Torah, he counts as one lav, not to be Mechal Shabbos. Then he has another lav, Shalom La'anish B'Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham asks, what is the need another lav? I would have thought that Mises Bezdin is Decha Shabbos. Kamash Mon on the Pasuk, that is not Decha Shabbos. Not Decha Shabbos, so it's a Nisar of Lasasaka Malacha. It's the regular Misa of Malacha. Why did he count it as another lav? So that's what several Achrayim came up with this pshat, based on a passage in the Mechilta, the Reb Shimon Bayichoy, that the Isar of Lo Sivarish B'chamash V'sechem, not that it's Megala that the Kalvachayim is incorrect. Kalvachayim is correct. And if the Bezin will administer the Mises Bezin on Shabbos, they will not be considered Mechal Shabbos, but it's a separate Isar. Shalom La'anish B'Shabbos. And one can violate the Isar even if they put somebody in Cherem. You can say, even if Bezin will put a person in Cherem, it's also an Einish. It's also considered an Einish. So that din, Shalom La'anish B'Shabbos, applies not to give Misa, not to give Malkus, the Beferish and the Rambam, possibly not to put in Cherem also. Shalol ha'anish b'Shabbos, not to give Malkus. So what about to put a person in jail? Are you allowed to put a person in jail on Shabbos Ayantav? So Rabbi Kevager on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch says, why are you putting him in jail? If the Bezdin decided we have to put him in jail for a month to punish him, then it's an oinish. So you're not allowed to be manish b'Shabbos. But if you put him in jail because he wants to be Magen his wife, he wants to leave on Shabbos, he's a Mechal Shabbos, he wants to take a train, he wants to go off by plane, and he wants to leave his wife behind in Aguna. We know that that's what his plan is. So then we put him in jail, and we're not going to let him out of the jail until he gives his wife a get. So Rabbi Kevega quotes from Nachrayim, then when you put him in jail, that's Kaifer al HaMitzvahs, that's a Kviel HaBot, that's not an Oynish Lusha Ovar. We don't put him in jail to punish him, because he was such a nasty fellow, he wants to be Magen and his wife. Put him in jail to pressure him, to force him into giving the get. So, kaifer ala mitzvahs, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos Yantav. Oynish l'shoavah you're not allowed to do. So the Pashtus says that Malkus is an oynish l'shoavah. is not to serve as a deterrent in the future. The guy should learn his lesson. He shouldn't be machal. He shouldn't repeat the avera in the future. The Pashtus is not like that. Maharal Miprag. Maharal Miprag said, grois echidish. He wrote in the Gur Aryeh. Maybe the Gur Aryeh only meant that it's al derech hadrush. Maybe it didn't mean outside alchem. But the Pashtus is that it's not correct. Pashtus says that Malkus is not really to serve as a deterrent. It's an einish l'shava. Malkus b'makam misamet. It's like a person who gets a death penalty. There are four mises that to serve as a deterrent for other people. Anisharm yishma v'yiro. That's the abot tzichem achrozim. The next Gemara is going to comment on the Mishnah. Yudam Beis, the fourth one from the top. We're going to comment on the Mishnah about Kiddush HaChodesh. What's the story with Kiddush HaChodesh? Bezen is Mekadosh HaChodesh that declared that today is Mekudosh HaKedushas Rosh Chodesh or not. So there are four opinions in the Tanoim. Because the Pasuk says, beginning of Parshas Behar, we should start counting. And the singular means Bezna Godel counts. Counts Svira. That's in the plural, Svartem Lechem. Svira Luchalecha, every individual Jew has to count Svira Simon. But Svira Shonim, for the purpose of Shemitah and Yovel, says in the singular, Svartem Lecha. So the Sifrua says, and the Sifrei in Parshas Rei says also, that's only a chayv on the bezin. That's not a chayv. It's called yochad v'yochad. So they have to count 7 years. When did they start counting? After shevashach kovshav shevashach chilka. As far as 14 years, there was no kedusha seretz Yisrael. So they weren't yet chayv in trumas and ma'aser. Weren't yet chayv in shmitah. You begin. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. You begin counting the 7 years of the shmitah cycle, and the 50 years of the yovel cycle. You begin counting in the 15th year. So the first Shemitah was the 21st year of Mishav Yisrael Sayarden. First Yovel was the 64th year, because the first 14 years they didn't start counting yet. Fine. So the Pasuk continues, V'kidash ha-mishnas ha-chamishim shana. And you should sanctify, the Bezin should declare, Ashnas ha-Yovel, this year has Kedusha Zman. So one Tana says, Shonim ata mekadosh v'yata mekadosh chadosh. You see from the Pasuk that Bezin only declares Mekudosh, Mekudosh. They don't declare every Rosh Chodesh Mekudosh. They weren't called upon. They should just paskin. There's a shaila. When is Rosh Chodesh? Any given month can either have 29 days or 30 days. If it's a Chodesh Mole, it has 30 days. Chodesh Chos has 29 days. And we usually alternate 29-30, 29-30. But when they paskin, which day is Rosh Chodesh? They don't have to say, we, with the power vested in us, as the Bezin, we hereby declare Mekudosh HaChodesh. They just paskin. Rosh Chodesh is Thursday. Rosh Chodesh is Friday. You just take a stand when. You give a psak. Because the pasuk says, "V'kedash to mishnas ha'chamishim shana, shanim at the mekadosh v'yat the mekadosh chadosh." Whose opinion is that here? Reb Leizer Reimer. Bein mizban bein shalos, ein mekadoshim osim. You never do kiddush. You only do kiddush on Rosh Chodesh. You don't do kiddush on Yovel. You don't do kiddush on Rosh Chodesh. The other Tana disagrees, and he says, "No, you always do kiddush. Bein shenir bizman and bein shalon nir bizman. Whether Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day or Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, the previous month was chaser, only had 29 days, so Rosh Chodesh of the next month will be on the 30th day. The previous month that just ended is Amale, then Rosh Chodesh will be on the 31st day. So you always Mekadosh. That's how Bezin should say, today is Mekudosh B'Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. Then, so those are two opinions, yes, no. Whether Bezin is Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh or not. Then the third sheet is sometimes. But there are two versions of which way is the sometimes. Opposites from each other. So we paskin like Reb Lozer B'Reb Tzorek, whose opinion is if the month is going to be a chaser and Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 30th day, not on the 31st day, so then there's no need for Kiddush. Because on the 30th day, Bezna has to paskin. Is today the last day of the previous month? Is today the first day of next month? So this is what the paskin about. There's a shaila. Should we make today Rosh Chodesh or not? So they claim, hereby paskin that today is Rosh Chodesh. So they gave it back. Once they paskin, so there's no need for them to declare that it's Mekudosh. It'll be Mekudosh by itself. But if the 29th, the 30th day went by, and they didn't declare the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh and Memele, the last month that just ended is a Chodesh Mole. And Memele, there's nothing to declare about. that if it's already the 31st day, so there's nothing for Bezin to paskan about. You only paskan if there's a shaila. There's no shaila. The month, we didn't declare the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, and the 30th day was a Chodesh Molei. Mele tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. You can't have a month that has 31 days, so there's nothing to declare about. So then, but we want Bezin to participate in the establishment of the Luach. So then Bezin has to, they can't say we paskin today's Rosh Chodesh. Nothing to paskin about, no Shaila. It's obvious. So then have to be Mekadosh to Chodesh. Then they say, we hereby declare today is Mekudosh. Yeah. So Nachamo. That's one opinion. Whose opinion is that? Plemo. Plemo, I said it over wrong. Plemo is a Tana. Plemo, Mibizmanai, Emikachimosa. If the Levana appeared early enough and they're going to declare the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, then they give up Psak. They don't have to say Mekudosh HaChodesh. If we paskin today is Rosh Chodesh. Shaloi Bizmanai, if the whole 30th day went by and they didn't declare today should be Rosh Chodesh, so obviously the month is Amoleh and the new Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 31st day. There's no alternative. It can't be on the 32nd day. But you want Bezin to participate, so then Mikachimos. That's Plemo Shita. So we don't pass like that. We pass like the fourth Shita sometimes, but the reverse from Plemo. What's the reverse? If the Bezin wants to declare the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, so then they have to give a psak. So the psak should be in the form of kiddush. We hereby mekudush, mekudush. We hereby declare that today should be mekudush, mekudush, as Rosh Chodesh. Kiddush is the nusach of the psak. But if the 30th day comes and goes, and the Bezin didn't declare that it should be a Rosh Chodesh, there's no choice now. It has to be the 31st day, behechreach. It has to be the 31st day, because a month never has 31 days. Rosh Chodesh has to be the 31st day. A month only has 29 or 30 days. So Meiler, Rav Lozer, Rav Sodek, that's what Paskin says. They don't have to lift a finger. They don't have to say anything. Kiddush HaChodesh exists, not like the Tana. Shonim Atta Mekadosh, Yatta Mekadosh Chodoshim. Who is Rav Lozer Rami like that? No, we don't hold like Rav Lozer. We hold Bezdin can be Mekadosh Chodoshim. But Bezdin being Mekadosh Chodoshim, declaring Mekudosh HaChodesh, is the Nusach of the Psak. And you all have to have a Psak. If you're declaring the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh, there's a shaila. Should we declare today or should we not? There's what to discuss. So if they want to make today Rosh Chodesh, then they paskin in the nusach of a kiddush. But once the 30th day goes away, so then the two gerses in the Gemara, that's what the Arsameh points out. Shekva kitshuhu bashamayim or shekva kitshuhu shamayim. So he says, the Rambam Gersa Tosin says, what do you mean kva kitshuhu bashamayim? They already declared the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh in heaven. That was Tosis Girsa with a base. Kakachu Bashamayim. Yesh Meforshim, the top Tosis on Yudam and Beis says, Yesh Meforshim, the Bez Rosh Almayim, Mekachamos, the Olam Mishas Amoylan. If the 30th day came and went, then the Bez Rosh Almayim already declared it as Rosh Chodesh, so we don't have to do anything. That's Tosis Girsa, Kakachu Bashamayim, the heaven already declared it as Rosh Chodesh. And the Rambam, the Osamel said, the Rambam must have had the girsik shevka kachu shamai. Kachu shamai means that behechreach has to be Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't mean that there's a bezun shamaila who declares that it's Rosh Chodesh. Kachu shamai means behechreach. The 31st day has to be Rosh Chodesh. Nothing to discuss. Like all of Teva is shamayim. All of Teva has to be like that. That's why the Rebbe Shalom set up the system in the world. See, the Rebbe Shalom set up the system. Any given month can either have 30 days. 29 days, can't have 31 days. So on the 30th day, this is what the paskin, whether it should be a Rosh Chodesh or not. Someone said, let them paskin, it should be a Rosh Chodesh, and the form of the psak should be in the Nusach of Mekudosh HaChodesh. We declare today's Mekudosh. But on the 31st day, there's nothing to declare about. It has to be, the 31st day has to be a Rosh Chodesh. It can't be the 32nd day. So since it has to be, so there's no need for any psak at all. No need for any psak. And the whole institution of Kiddush HaChodesh is, that's the form that the psak should take. The person should declare it's Rosh Chodesh by being Mekadosh in Rosh Chodesh. So those are the four shittas in the Tanoim. One opinion, you always Mekadosh HaChodesh, Bein Bezman, Bein Shalom Bezman, whether Mali or Chaser. Other opinion is, you never Mekadosh Anim, at Mekadosh, you have to Mekadosh Chodoshim. And then Plemo, and Rav Lezer, Rav Tzorek, Rav Lozer, Rav Tzorek hold, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But opposites from each other. So Plemo says whenever Bezdin is paskening on the 30th day, there's but to paskin. Will today be Rosh Chodesh? Today paskin, today is Rosh Chodesh. So then you don't have to, you don't require that they should say it in the Nusach of a Kiddush. Just paskin, today is Rosh Chodesh. Psak. But if the 30th day went by already, and then what they're gonna the Bezdin headline, Bezdin paskin that today should be Rosh Chodesh. Of course today is going to be Rosh Chodesh. You know, with your eyes closed, today is going to be. It can't be tomorrow. Can't be yesterday, because yesterday came or went and they didn't declare it. So of course it's going to be today. So there's no room for any psak over here to make the 31st day Rosh Chodesh. So then you have to declare it Mekudesh. And Rav Loza Rav Tzadok holds Fakir. The same thing, sometimes yes, sometimes not, but the reverse. The Kiddush HaChodesh is the nusach in which the Bezdin should give the psak. Those are the four shittas in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah say Ibar HaChodesh B'Shlosha? Ibar HaChodesh. What do you mean, Ibra Chodesh? When Bezdin wants the month, the end month that's ending, they want the month that's ending to have 30 days. It should be a Chodesh Malay, Mu'uber, a pregnant woman has a baby inside. So a Chodesh Malay is called a Chodesh Mu'uber. Like a Shana Mu'uber has an extra month, or a Chodesh Mu'uber has an extra day. So it sounds from the Mishnah that Bezdin only participates in the act of Kiddush, like Rav Loza Rav Tzadok. If they're going to declare, Bezdin only, what did Gemara want to say? Kiddush b'yom Ibra b'shloisha. Acharibah leka kiddush. That the kiddush is only b'yom Ibra on the 30th day. On the 30th day. If you hold like a Rav Tzadok, maybe that's what the Mishnah is alluding to. Yeah.
Print the plain out, so what's the need to get Bezdin involved? Why is that?
We have the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the moon. So Poshe Pshat and the pasuk means this month of Nisan should be month number one, Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, and so on. This month, month number one. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on that pasuk. HaChodesh HaSal Lachem Rosh Chodoshim Hazeh is something that you can be married be'etzba. If it goes on the month of Nisan, so you can't be, there's nothing physical, there's nothing tangible there. You say, HaChodesh HaZeh, this month is Chodesh Nisan, it's month number one. Why do you say the word HaZeh? So the Chazal had a tradition, whenever it says Zeh, something that's visible. So like, Zeh Kelev and Veyu. So the Gemara said there was a Gilu Shechina on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf. V'yamah b'yamahu hinei lakenu Zeh Kvina lo v'yashen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a Gilu Shechina. Zeh Lachem Atomei. Moshe Rabbeinu picked up every behemoth mei, and he showed them what it was. Zeh Ma'is HaMenorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. Ere lo menorah shalesh. Here, it says, HaKadosh Azal Lachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the moon. The Poshe Pshat in the Posek means this month of Nisan is the first month in the calendaric year. But the additional level of interpretation means HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe V'yaren, then Bezdin Shokul, so you need a Bezdin of three. He showed Moshe V'yaren with a third person, who the third person was not too important. So that's why they didn't mention his name. The only two top leaders were Moshe and Aaron. But there was a third time. Said, HaKadosh Azal Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. When you see the moon, this tiny sliver of the moon, declare the day as Rosh Chodesh. So that's the pasuk that we learn out from it. It's very unclear in the pasuk. It's all a tradition of Torah Sheval Peh. The Tzedukim didn't believe in the Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what the Mishnah says. They tried to foul up the whole system because they were very consistent. So whatever they didn't believe in, they tried to trip up the Rabbanim that they shouldn't do it either because they felt the Shem Shemayim. You have to purify this religion from all the extraneous things that don't belong. So this whole institution, Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Adam, they didn't hold from. But this was the oral tradition, that there's an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. When the Bezdin will be Mekabalatus, either Bezdin will say Bezdin Mekabalatus, that the Levana appeared, they should declare it as Rosh Chodesh. So that's the mocker for the whole thing, that Bezdin is supposed to participate in the sanctification and the declaration of Rosh Chodesh. So the four opinions in the Tanaim, in what way did they participate? So the last opinion of Blazer, they just paskin which days Rosh Chodesh, but they don't declare Shabim Mekudesh. And Shnas HaYovel, they declare Shana Zul Mekudesh is Kedusha HaYovel. Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha. Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha B'Harai, that is Machai Ben Korban Musaf. So obviously has more Kedusha than a regular day. You only bring Korbanos and Musaf on days where there's Kedusha HaYovel. The Kedusha HaYovel does Nasa Melocha. On Yontif, on Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Kippur, so the Kedusha HaYovel asks Ben Melocha. and it's machayb musafim, and it's machayb mitzvahs pratios. On Yom Kippur you have to fast, and on the sukkahs you have to sit in the sukkah, and on Pesach you have to eat matzah, and so on. But on Rosh Chodesh, the Kedushas Hayom, there is a Kedushas Hayom, but it's only Mechayiv in the Musafim. So the last time Reb Lezer holds that the Bezdin has to participate, Chodesh Alachem, Bezdin has to participate. Moshe B'Yaron in the Shlishi, Ein Bezdin Shokol, Bezdin participates by Paskini. And the other Tanoim say no. The Psak has to be by being Mekadosh the Chodesh, Bein Bezmana, Bein Shaloi Bezmana. Then the other two Tanoim, Reb Lezer, Reb Sorek, and Plema, they hold sometimes yes, sometimes no, but opposites from each other. And we pass on like our blazer. Okay, so Blineta, Sunday is a regular day, I think. I didn't look at the schedule.
Mincha?
This Shabbos I'm going to speak, and there's going to be a special Shabbaton. I guess everybody's invited. I'm going to talk about the Parshas HaShavua. I got to run. I can't stay.
How's Eretz Yisrael?
The weather is beautiful. The yeshivas are beautiful. They're all sitting and learning.
They're all over.
How's the time in the shiva?
I had a very good time. Shabbat.
Shabbat.